We got
moving
a buster
on to
here.
The National League. We got a. We got.
Okay,
a
I'm gonna
10.
Go.
Oh, you can yeah. go first. You can go first. Go ahead.
I'll bust through mine. I'll bust through mine.
You bust through yours, and then I'll
okay,
bust
sorry.
Through
number
mine.
Number 10.
Yeah, go for it.
Number 10, Ranger Suarez of the Phillies. Number 2, Cy Young winner Corbin Burns of the Brewers. Number 3, Woodruff of the Brewers. Number 4.
Wait, hold on. Pause for
I'm
a
sorry.
Second.
I'm Are sorry. You... No, I'm going 10. I'm sorry. I meant the other way. So, no, sorry. Number 10. Number 10 is Suarez. 9, Burns.
You have
8,
9
Woodruff,
Burns? My goodness. Okay.
7, Luis Castillo. 6, Walker Buehler. 5, Sandy Alcantara. 4, Blake Snell. 3, Max Scherzer. 2, Jacob DeGrom. Oh, no, wait. Did I do 11? Wait. 1, 2,
you, wait, hold
three,
on. If you don't have DeGrom,
five,
1,
six,
I don't know if I can
seven,
listen to any
eight,
of this.
9, 10. Oh, I'm sorry. I actually did 11. My bad.
Okay,
okay, so
say
11 Suarez.
Okay.
10, 11 Suarez. 10 Burns. 9 Woodruff. 8 Castillo. 7 Buehler. 6 Alcantara. 5 is Snell. Scherzer's 4, DeGrom is 3, Wheeler is 2, Aaron Nola is 1.
Oh my goodness gracious. You
I don't think this is controversial at all.
This is the most this might be more controversial than the AL list.
This is not controversial at all. There's nothing controversial here.
You really. Have Burns at 10, DeGrom at 2.
I think he's just because the health
thing, Nola,
Burns is healthy, bro. He's got a knee problem.
Let me just read you guys Ollie's number one pitcher in the National League for stats last year. Nola had a 9-9 record, 4.63 ERA with a 2.7 WAR.
Those numbers are nonsense. He has some of the best expected numbers in the game.
Do you want to hear DeGrom stats?
He has some 7 of the best expected numbers in the game.
1.08 ERA, 5 WAR
hey.
In 15 games. He would have had a 10 WAR season if he had a full season. Go on.
Is DeGrom healthy? No, that's correct. Has Nola been healthy his entire career and never been injured? Oh, that's right. Okay, good point, Oliver. Well done. Well said.
Okay, yeah, he's very healthy, putting up a 9-9 with a 4.63 ERA, my guy.
Bro, his FIP was 3.37. That dude was rocked by his stupid ballpark, and he had no defense. The Phillies had the shittiest defense in the game, bro. Listen,
that is,
man.
That is true.
Nola is a tank.
What tells
he's
you that
not,
the Philly?
Nola...
What tells you that the Philly defense is going to improve next year?
I think they're going to stop playing that clown Mickey Maniac in center field, first of all.
Okay.
And I think Real Muto had some injury problems last year. He'll come roaring back, be the great catcher that he was. Other than that, I don't have much to support the idea that it's going to be better. I'm happy to get back to you on that one. I'm happy to get back to you and look deep dive on the statistical improvement.
The guys in the infield they have are locked in for next year. Didi at short, Segura
Hoskins,
at second, Hoskins.
I guess so.
At third, you have that, what's his name? I'm blanking on his name at third. The young guy. Oh, Alec Bohm.
Alec Bohm, yeah.
They're apparently interested in Chris Bryant. I don't see that happening, so. I mean, even with Chris Bryant, I don't think the defense improves that
well, you know, well, they have, you know, Ronaldo Torres on the bench, too. Excellent
Ronald
defensive
Torres.
Player.
Ex-Yankee.
Ronaldo Torres on the bank. Great defensive player. He could get some time. Maybe
okay.
spotting them a bit. I think Joe Girardi is going to have his guys in spring training running their fundamentals.
Again, Torres was
defense,
there last
Joe
year
Girardi.
For this awful defense.
But he had an awesome 0.3 defensive WAR, you know, in only a few games. So that
Fair.
Guy's, you know, he can get it done.
I'm proud of you for
Alec
having Bohm that out
is
of your
terrible.
Back pocket.
Reese Hoskins is terrible.
Yeah. Segura is old.
So
no
that's
range.
Fair.
Didi, old.
But listen, man. That's not the only evidence I have for Nola getting better. Right, he,
tell me.
I can talk about Nola all day. He did not throw his sinker enough last year, first of all. He was relying on his four-seam fastball. At the end of the year, he figured that out. He's like, oh, shit, that's right. My sinker's my best pitch. I'm going to start throwing that. He's going to come back with a sinker-curveball combination, which is totally gangster in 2018. In 2018, he was the best pitcher in the game, better than DeGrom. Okay, because
4 years
ballpark,
ago.
Remember,
5 years ago.
He was better than DeGrom.
4 years
2018. It was basically like yesterday. It was basically like right now. It's basically like now is what it was.
Is 2018's yesterday, then Verlander 2019 was what?
He
this
was
morning?
Good, but he... Guess who didn't have Tommy John surgery in all between right, yesterday and tomorrow? Who didn't have Tommy John at midnight? Your boy Aaron Nola, okay? And guess who's one of the best, most repeatable deliveries, you know, best consistent stuff? He has five-plus pitches. Verlander has 3, even at his height, has 3-plus pitches. Nola's got 5, bro.
3 of the best
and
pitches ever thrown in Major League Baseball. Go
fine.
On.
All right. Nola is such a complete... I mean, he's a bona fide ace pitcher. He takes over games and wins them on his own. That's what he did in 2018. And he is a rock physically. He's got a great build. He's a tremendous athlete. His delivery is so easy. You know, he doesn't throw a slider, so his elbow is way less stressed on his elbow. Forcing fastball isn't, you know, crazy high velocity pitch that's going to take strain on his elbow. He's relying on a nice, easy curve and a changeup and a beautiful sinker. And he made that shit work better than anyone else in 2018 and had it going again in 2020. So this dude's going to come roaring back. He's still a Cy Young winner. He's still an ace. Nola's last year was an aberration, a ridiculous blip. It was kind of like...
to be fair, his strikeout numbers were there last year.
It was like... Remember how shitty Giolito was in 2018? We knew that wasn't going to last. That was one horrible aberration year. Remember how terrible Burns was in 2019? We knew that wasn't going to last. These guys have occasionally terrible years, and they're young and figuring things out. And they have a problem with their pitch mix. It's not going to last. Nola is a gangster, dude. He's going to come roaring back like a champ.
There's a little bias on my side, to be honest with you. I had Nola on my fantasy team last year, and he really didn't. I paid a lot of money in the in the draft, and he really didn't live up to it. Which I'm still mad about it. So, Nola, please. I mean, if Nola is the best pitcher in the National League, is that your favorite to win the National League signing next year? If you had to pick a favorite?
Yeah, he's not a dark horse. Yes, for sure.
If you had to put your money on someone, you'd put it on Nola.
Yeah. He's not my dark horse, but he's my, like, legitimate mainstream favorite. Yeah.
Okay. Do you have anything else that was crazy? Oh, or Snell. You had Snell in there between 6 and 7 or something, right?
I had Snell at 5 for the same reasons, Snell basically. Five. Okay. He's too good. He was also great in 2018. He's too good to not be brilliant again, pitching in that pitcher's park. Great pitching environment. Was fantastic in 2020 again. Last year, his FIP was, again, way better than his ERA. He had great strikeout numbers. He just walked too many guys is what his problem was. He had walks and home run problems. And also, he was mismanaged by the Padres. They didn't leave him in for enough innings
Do you know why they don't leave Snell in?
That happened with the Rays, that happened with the Padres now.
I don't understand.
It's insane. People think that, I guess because of his physique, he's kind of a... He actually has a good physique, 6'4", 225. I mean, I think his delivery is kind of violent, especially when he throws that hard curveball. And I guess people are just concerned that too many pitches, you know, are going to wear him down.
But, like, I'm not even talking...
health problems.
Yeah, I'm not even talking about that World Series game, though. Like, that whole year, he hadn't pitched past the fifth inning. And he had a really good year.
Until he got to that stretch in August.
Yeah. And then last year, again, the Padres kind of babied him all the way through. So, I don't know.
But he, just like McKenzie, he made a conscious adjustment at the end of the season last year. He started throwing his fastball, forcing fastball to righties. And that changed everything. Instead of trying to rely on getting, you know, action with the curveball and the changeup against righties, he went to the forcing fastball, started blowing them way upstairs against good hitting teams. That small adjustment changed everything for his game, and for a while he was unhittable. Then he had a little injury trouble. So I believe in that adjustment that he made. I think that he was as good as you can be for four starts in a row. Or no, actually, it was like six starts in a row. I'm looking at the game logs right now. And he had a stretch of six games where he had a 1.86 ERA, 1.98 FIP, six strikeouts over walks.
How many games, you said?
14. Listen to me. Six games. And he gave up 14 hits in 36 innings. Actually, no, it's actually, you know what it is? It's seven games because also this great one here. He gave up 20 hits in 43 innings. That's obscene. That's abominable. 136 opponents batting average, pitching against good hitting teams like the Phillies, like the Dodgers, like the Angels, guys that can rake. So, I'm sorry, dude. Snell is still Cy Young material. His curveball is one of the best in the game.
I like it.
And he's pitching in a division with some shitty teams that he can absolutely dominate. And I just see, just like Nola, he's too good to not be Blake Snell again.
Do you see?
He can only not be Blake Snell for so long.
Mm-hmm. Do you see him as the ace of the Padres staff? Who do you have as the ace? They have a lot of good pitchers, and I know when I saw your
projections are,
Clevenger had a really good year for you in your projections, so I'm just wondering who you have as the ace.
So did I. I have, you know, the Padres for me have the best rotation in the game next year, mostly on the logic of they're getting guys who were injured back, and there's no way that Darvish and Snell can be as bad as they were, and also they got Musgrove. I have Darvish. I kind of have Darvish as the ace in terms of innings and wins, or in terms of innings and kind of starts, but honestly, I think Snell is the best pitcher on that staff. I have the highest WAR. I have him at 5.3 WAR, 231 Ks over 188. I don't picture them leaving him in. Like, I have him averaging a little bit less than six innings per start because I think they'll probably still be conservative with him. Mm-hmm. But I think if they trot him out, you know, every five games, he stays healthy, he can be dirty with the five or six innings they give him. And yeah, I was pretty ambitious on Clevenger. He's also come back from Tommy John. It's because I love Clevenger. He was so underrated.
But talk about a violent motion.
Yeah, yeah, it's true. That's why I only have him at 127 innings last year. I think he might get hurt again. You know, I'm conservative, but I think he can be. I think he's a guy that if they use him conservatively, you know, don't leave him in more than 80, 90 pitches. Don't leave him in a third time through the order. He can be just ridiculous because he's in the National League now, bro. I mean, true with the DH, maybe that won't matter anymore. But he's in the pitcher's park, even more pitcher park than he was in with the Indians. He's got a lot of polish. He was getting better every year with the Indians. His makeup is amazing. Got a beautiful slider. And so, yeah, I'm big on Clevenger.
I like that. Other than that, I feel like my only thing was Burns at 10. But,
yeah, I don't know. That's just because I don't he's an injury concern for me with that knee. Also, I mean, I don't know. I'd be curious to hear what you think about his delivery. I get nervous watching him pump that 90-mile-an-hour cutter in there.
He is a heavier dude.
His elbow. He's a heavier big dude. Boy. That's a violent, that's a sharp, lot of arm speed throwing that cutter. And, you know, I like that he also, he doesn't try to blow his arm out throwing four-seamers too much. He's basically like a sinker-cutter guy with a curveball.
Which
in
is
there.
A
I really
gross
like, I love
combination.
That stuff. Oh, it's abominable. Like, it's filthy, dude. We can never, yeah. I feel bad for the hitters who have to sit in there. So,
yeah.
I think he's still, I think I have him at, let me look at his numbers for Burns. So I have him still with an ERA of 2.88. I just don't think he's going to be able, I don't think he has the durability. I think his delivery, his style of pitching is going to wear him down. Mm-hmm. I only have him at 140 innings next year, you know, 201 strikeouts. So I think he's still going to be disgusting for when he's out there. So I gave him 4 wins above replacement. I think he's still nasty. I just think there are so many other pitchers who are primed for amazing seasons. That sort of movement is going to lower his value based on the relative movement of the rest of the league. I mean, he's got pitchers on his own team who are disgusting, who are going to almost push him to the side. I mean, Eric Lauer was super underrated last year. Freddy Peralta is a guy I love. So, you know, also a very violent pitcher too. So,
where did you have Scherzer?
I had him, I believe, number 4.
Number four. Okay.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you want to... Yeah, go ahead, Scherzer.
His wins above replacement will probably take a little bit of a hit for being in that pitcher's park, but his other numbers will probably even improve. I mean, I have him at a 3.01 ERA, which is a little bit of a cut from what he had last year.
How many innings do you have him throwing?
189.3 over 32 starts, so a little bit less than 6 per start. I kind of think that he's immune to ever being injured. Like, I've gotten to a point with Scherzer where he's just... His delivery is so violent, but he's figured out something. I mean, I watched him live for the first time, which is a beautiful experience, Nationals Park. And I was like, this guy should be, his arm should be coming off every time he throws the ball. It should be like coming off and flying.
I'm amazed by how he doesn't get hurt by throwing.
But he's clearly figured something out. And I think he's got at least 1 or 2 more years of above average top 5 pitching in him.
And I think the thing that's on, I think the thing that's on his side is that he kind of broke out later in his career, later than what most pitchers are. He has less innings than a lot of the aces you would think of on his arm, and I think
he is now the active leader in strikeouts, actually.
Wow, okay. I did not know
3020.
That.
But I agree with you about the innings. Used to be CC. No longer. Our boy. CC, by the way, I was looking at some CC videos the other day. He was nasty, even at the end of his career.
Thank you.
He had beautiful stuff.
Yeah.
Beautiful slider. Oh,
he just knew how to pitch.
A lot of movement on it. He did know how to pitch. Mm-hmm. God, he was good. Anyway, so let me
hear your last few words on your... You want to hear mine?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I also had a little pool of guys right outside the top 10 list. I have Flaherty of the Cardinals. Snell was just to make it for me. Logan Webb of the Giants didn't make it. Trevor Rogers of the Marlins didn't make it. And Luis Castillo of the Reds didn't make it. So there's a couple guys there that you had on your list.
Mm-hmm.
But my top 10 list, starting off at 10, I have Julio Urias of the Dodgers, breakout season last year, right there at number 10. Number 9, Alcantara of the Marlins, I think. Now, this is I'll go deeper in depth of what I think about him, but he's a great pitcher. Number 8, Darvish. I think we just had Darvish and Snell swapped kind of in our lists. Had him making the list and Snell not just missing it. Number 7, I have Oliver's number 1 pitcher in the National League, Aaron Nola. Number 6, I have Brandon Woodruff. At number 5, I have Zach Wheeler. At number 4, I have Scherzer, just like you. We matched there. Did we match on 4 in AL too? I think we did.
We matched on 2 in AL.
Oh, 2. Okay. Number 3, I have Walker Buehler. Number 2, I have Corbin Burns. And at number 1, still Jacob deGrom. I think the path I took with this is kind of the same with the AL, counting on a lot of guys to be healthy, not really worrying too much about the injury risks with my picks compared to yours, I feel like. But, yeah, that's my list. Mm-hmm.
I love the placement of Alcantara. I think he's criminally underrated. He's been a dominant pitcher for a while now. People look at his win-loss record and say, oh, he's 9-15.
No,
he's doing something wrong. But that guy had the highest average fastball velocity in the game right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that he's doing that with a sinker, a beautiful sinker, and he's got a changeup that he throws right off of that, which I don't understand how anyone ever hits him ever. He had one terrible start last year against, I think, the Dodgers, where he gave up 10 runs, and that was it. Otherwise, he was a top three pitcher of the game. So Alcantara is also a good mainstream Cy Young pick. He could do disgusting things this year if the Mariners really, if the Marlins really let him go, and I think they will because he got a lot of innings last year too. I hope he stays healthy.
Another guy that I don't know enough about his got his extension, so he should be comfortable in there. Miami.
Yeah.
Miami has a lot of young pitchers.
He's only
26.
Oh, I love their rotation. I got some great hopes for their rotation. I gave them some pretty ambitious projections, but Alcantara's going to lead that staff. They've got, of course, Rogers, Sanchez, Pablo Lopez, Max Meyer.
I'm high on Sixto Sanchez.
Elias Hernandez.
Yeah.
Yes, me too. I have him. I have him like ERA well under 3. I think I got to look at my numbers for Sanchez.
Did I just nail your dark horse? I did not look at your NL projection.
No, he's not my dark horse.
Okay.
Yeah, Sanchez, I have 2.82 over 134 innings. I have Alcantara 3.22 over 223. So I have a little bit of an increase in ERA, but I have a lot of innings for him and good strikeout numbers and a WAR 4.9. So I think he's going to be an old-school workhorse innings guy. He can pitch deep into games and be very effective throughout the whole season.
A lot of people are on that Sandy train right now, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
He's one of the favorite, like, in terms of bets placed on Cy Young candidates, I think Alcantara is up there. Other than that, Woodruff at 6. You didn't have Woodruff in your list.
I did. I had him at, I think, 9.
Oh, did you really?
8 or 9.
Oh, yeah, okay. I missed that. My bad. Bueller, Burns, and DeGrom there. DeGrom, yeah, I get it. Injury history, kind of the same argument with Verlander, but a stronger argument in my opinion. Mm-hmm. DeGrom should be healthy. If the Mets were smart, I wouldn't pitch him. I wouldn't just let him go out the gates. Treat him with care. But I think with his stuff, if he just stays relatively healthy, he's just so.
There's one pitcher in your list.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah, I was gonna say there's one pitcher in your list who I dislike, and I have no good reason to. All of his numbers are outstanding.
Arias, let me guess. His makeup is
it's Arias.
Yeah.
I don't like Arias. I don't know why. I think it has a lot to do with the stadium he pitches in. Maybe it's just because he's a Dodger, but I can't get on that train.
Okay.
I will never put Arias in the top 10, even though I have good projections for him. I recognize his talent. He's got a great curveball. He's got excellent command, and he's a gamer. But something about him just rubs me the wrong way. I don't know what it is. I mean, I had him going up 3.62 this year with a 3.4 WAR. I think he'll be successful.
You have him taking quite a step back, though. He put up 4.7 with a 2 under sub-3 ERA. 20 wins.
I mean, 5.13
losses.
Strikeout per walk. 1.02.
His numbers are there, man.
He was disgusting. His numbers are gorgeous. I don't know why I can't get on the Urias train. Maybe it's because he's a Dodger. I don't like the Dodgers, but.
Yeah.
I wouldn't take him, but all right, he's in your top 10.
With Bauer gone, Scherzer gone, Kershaw hanging the balance there, there's going to be a lot of weight on Urias' shoulders along with Bueller.
For sure, so there will be.
I think I trust him.
I did predict them re-signing Kershaw, but that might be a hot take.
Would you have
him? Where else is he going to go? That's his home. He's been there his whole life.
If he was with the Dodgers,
would I have him for the Sox?
If he was under contract, would you have him in the top 10?
No, I'd have him. I have him right now at a 1.9 WAR, so he's well off.
Okay.
I have him as basically like a 140 inning number 3, number 4 pitcher.
Okay.
With the ERA still under 4 because he is still Kershaw. But he's just so reliant on that slider now. Eventually, I think hitters are going to pick it up. It's not that great of a pitch, honestly, for me.
And his cutter.
He's got good location on it, but it's just not an elite pitch, that slider he throws anymore.
Yeah, National League was a lot easier for me to rank. American League, there were so many different ways I could have went.
So much.
And honestly, if I came back next week and made the list, I might. Switch some guys up, even bump guys off the list and put some new guys in. I mean, there's just so much movement in the American League. So it'll be interesting to see at the end of the year how many of these guys actually perform the way we predict. We definitely got to get you back on at the end of the year to see how stupid we were or see how
do a little summary
smart we were.
See how off we were. Got to keep these documents here.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's time for me to
guess.
Time for me to guess your dark horse NL Cy Young candidate.
Okay.
I'm gonna give this some thought.
We have the same rules as last time.
So again, to remind the viewers, this is not a mainstream pick. This is not, you know, someone who's not in the Zach Wheeler, Corbin Burns category. This is a dark horse under the radar, you know, ace in the hole kind of guy.
Yeah.
Now for Ken, I'm gonna think about. The only thing I can draw upon is who you picked for the American League. McClanahan, you picked a young fastball guy who is sort of up and coming and just off his rookie season. Well, I have a name in mind, but if it is this name, then you break the rules because the guy I'm thinking of is not a dark horse candidate. I think we both know that.
Okay.
So I'm not going to name the person I'm
going to help you out here. And that's not the guy I'm thinking of because this guy is a dark horse, and I can say that very confidently.
So we're not thinking of the guy we're both thinking of. Okay.
Yeah, I know what you're thinking about there.
Well, you know what we're thinking of. Okay, so I'm going to do two questions that I'm going to... So first, is he a right-handed pitcher?
No.
No, not a right-hander. Oh, what if we have the same pick? No chance. Right-hander.
Are you telling me yours is a lefty?
That was a bluff.
No, it wasn't.
That was a bluff. Fuck. Okay. It was a bluff. Okay. He's a lefty. Did he pitch more than 100 innings last season?
I'm pulling up his stats right now. I believe so. Yes, he did.
Oh no! Could it be?
If we have the same guy, I am going to freak out. But okay, I don't think so.
I'm gonna make my guess.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. Well, let me just think for a moment here. Lefty more than 100 innings. I know it's not this one person who it could be because you'd never pick that guy in a million years. But, God,
a lefty
100 innings.
You want a couple more guesses? I can give you a couple more guesses, and if I get a couple more guesses, we can.
Can I have one more?
Okay, sure. Take one more. Yeah. Go ahead.
One more guess. Okay. Has he pitched more than 5 years in the major leagues?
No.
Okay, I'm gonna make my guess now. Your guess for the Cy Young is Trevor Rogers.
Nailed it, bro! Holy shit! I cannot believe you just got that.
Woo!
Wow!
Attaboy.
Wow.
Oh!
That is amazing.
I like that one. Good dark horse.
Oh, my God.
Gotcha. I'm in your head, bro. I know you love the Marlins.
Wow. I love the Marlins. I did talk about how I love the young pitchers of the Marlins earlier when I talked about Sandy. Rogers, a rookie last year, qualified for the rookie. I think there's a little bias here because I was just, like, watching his highlights the other day, and he's... so funky, and that delivery, that fastball looks faster than it comes out of his hands. He's so much fun to watch.
So much backspin on that.
He did have a little injury last year at the end of the year. I think it was around August where he had that injury, but I think he can bounce back. Young guy, 24 years old. I'm expecting big things. I wouldn't personally put a lot of money on that, but if you put a little bit, it might make you a lot of money. So I like Rogers there as my dark horse candidate.
How did he not win the Rookie of the Year?
He was up.
Jonathan India.
He was top three, though.
He only got one first place vote.
Really?
That's lame.
Okay.
I would have voted for him.
Was he second or third place?
Second.
Second. Okay. Yeah.
But I mean, 29 votes went to India, so it was like basically unanimous.
Basically unanimous. No, I gotta think about your pick here.
You are never gonna get mine.
I'm never gonna get yours.
But you can ask. I'll give you three guesses, maybe another one too, depending on how close you get.
Okay, interesting.
So,
I think my first thing is he under the age of 25?
Let me check on that for you.
I don't even know where to start with this.
He is not under the age of 25.
He is not under the age of 25. Okay, let me see if.
But this is kind of unfair. He's not, but he's very close to it.
I'm guessing he's 25. I'm guessing he's 25.
He's not 25, but he's very close to being 25. but he's not under 25.
He's not under 20. Wait. He's not under 25, but he's very close to being 25.
Yeah, so he's not under 25, and he's not 25.
Okay, so he's 26. 26-year-old lefty. Where do I go with that? Let me think.
Even that should, I mean, that should get you a long way, but even then you're never going to get this guy.
That should get me a long way, but I probably don't even, like, think of him as a, as someone you might pick for associated with the word Cy Young. Okay, my next question is, just, you don't have to pull up any statistics or anything, but just from what you know about this guy, does his average fastball, is it above the, is it above 96 from what you know? Like, what you would guess? No. Okay.
No, it's not. It's not above 96.
That's a dumb question. Lefties aren't usually throwing 96.
Good question.
Okay. I can't even think of anyone who's a left. Oh! Okay, I'm ready to make my guess.
All right, you got it.
No, I don't got it. Now I just remembered your projections, and this guy wasn't very high on your list. His stats didn't stand out from your projections, so I don't think it's this guy. But this is the only.
Interesting.
Let me see if he's under. If he's over 25, because he might be young.
You can have another question. I think you have another question left.
Oh, do I?
If you want.
Oh wait, he is above the age of. Okay, does he play in the Central Division?
No.
God damn it. I thought Steven Matz for a second.
Oh, I thought you had it. No, not Matz.
Okay, I don't even know. And he's not in the Central Division. Oh! Wait, hold on. Let me check his age. Wait a minute! 26-year-old lefty, Ranger Suarez.
Yes. Yeah!
Woo! I cannot believe I got that. Let's go.
Oh, that's my boy, bro.
Let's go, baby. Hold on. Let's take a step back here. You guessed mine NL. I guess your NL. You guessed my AL in the second try, and I guessed yours in the first try.
You kind of guessed Pavetta first.
Pavetta, but then I got Tristan. So, I mean, we're right. I did not think we would be guessing each other's dark horse.
I mean,
the hints helped.
We gave each other help for sure. I mean, there aren't too many lefties who are new in the league and like are 26. But yeah, Suarez, it's a totally ridiculous pick. I love Ranger Suarez. Everybody I talk to hates him. I love him so much. His stuff is kind of bad, but
everyone you talk to, including me, we had a conversation a couple weeks ago about
even my friend Jonah, who I was playing wiffle ball with, is diehard Phillies fan. He is just has no confidence in Suarez. He's like, oh my god, he's gonna get rocked. He's got no stuff. He's got no fastball. He's got no slider. You know, his stuff is it's middling at best. It's mediocre. But you don't put up a 1.36 ERA in Citizens Bank Park over 106 innings unless you figure something out. And he's been around for a while. Hitters have seen him before. But he put up, 1.36 over 106 innings. You're doing something. Something's getting done there.
Did he have any innings coming out of the bullpen?
He had some out of the bullpen, yeah. But he took 12 starts this year, and he was disgusting. Through that complete game shutout, he's got game. And he had excellent ground ball rates, very low hard hit rate, 6.7 hard hit rate. 6.7. That's simply impossible. That's video game level. 6.7 hard hit rate, 70.8 exit velocity. He generates weak contact like no one you've ever met, and he pitches in a division with some good hitting teams. I mean, basically just the Nationals, nobody else, I guess. although I guess the Braves hit a little bit too. And so he was. I really believe in his track record last year. Really excellent FIP, 2.72, lower than Evaldi's. Not a strikeout pitcher, but that doesn't really bother me that much. 9.1 Ks per nine. And his command is impeccable. He paints those corners, no cheap calls. Bust hitters inside with the sinker. Good against righties, good against lefties. I think that he is probably not going to win the Cy Young, but he could be a very solid number three, number four guy for the Phillies. I have projections for him. I mean, he was in my top 10. He was my number 11. I had him in my top 10 because I love him. I have him at 4.1 WAR. 170 innings, 146 Ks, 3.49 ERA. I think that's reasonable for him. And I think he has at least a couple years left before hitters make a serious adjustment to him. And I could end up regretting this. I probably will. But I'm really fond of under-the-radar low-key pitchers like this who don't have amazing stuff but get the job done anyway. They're kind of my favorite. So,
yeah, I mean,
that's why I like Ranger.
I think this is the biggest disagreement we've had so far. I'm not very high. I'm like Jonah over there, Vassar. I don't think. Yeah, I think he'll take a big step back. I just don't see him repeating a 1.36, or not, I wouldn't expect him to repeat it, but like, I don't even see him coming close to that.
I just think you can't ignore a guy who puts up a 5.6 pitching WAR in his third season in the NL and playing for the Phillies in Citizens Bank Park. I mean, he was sixth best. He had the same wins above replacement as Corbin Burns last year, and wins above replacement is a legit stat. So something he's doing something.
Burns had a higher WAR than Scherzer last year, same as Woodruff.
Lower WAR than Scherzer, but
I have Scherzer at 5.2.
Higher than Gausman, higher than Fried.
What was Scherzer
last year? Scherzer's WAR was six. Six last year.
I had 5.2. Okay. Yeah. Anyway, right around there. Anyway, the it's 5.6.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah. We got to circle back to this at the end of the year to see who's right, because I mean, it'll be interesting to see. I think that's another reason you're high on the Phillies. You have Nola as the best pitcher in the National
League. I'm really
high
on the Phillies.
Wheeler,
I have
there.
Them as actually. So I think I said. Yeah, I said the Padres had the best rotation. Actually, in terms of WAR, I do have the Phillies with the best rotation. I give Wheeler a 6.8 and Nola an 8.3, and that juggernaut is the best 1-2 in the game. So I have them totally. Those five pitchers, I predict putting up 24.2 wins this year, which is crazy.
Wow.
Of course. But that five, I'm really big on that five. I think Gibson can maybe have another good season left in him, and so. Yeah,
can they recreate the Vance Worley, Roy Halladay?
That's what I'm hoping for. You know why. You know why, dude. You know if anyone's going to do it. That was my favorite rotation of all time, and I just want to see it so bad, the Phillies. And I'm huge. Zach Wheeler is just such a disgusting human being.
Yeah.
You know, so abominable. And him and Nola, if they were together and both on, be the end of the game.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you signed that big contract, people thought they were overpaying for potential, and now look what happened. So I think he said
look what happened. I mean,
I mean, that's good for the younger pitchers that come after him that might get bigger contracts now with teams banking on potential.
Exactly.
There's our top 10 list for both leagues. We took risks with our picks. We both had injury or counting on them to take a big step forward. It was all over, but I think it was really fun.
I think so too.
Man, I'm excited for baseball season. Hopefully these two sides can figure it out.
Me too.
I know they're in a meeting. They were in a meeting while we started. I don't know. I haven't seen my phone yet, but hopefully I see some good news on my phone. You want to say something about wrap things up?
I mean, it's not summer without baseball. It's not America without baseball. If there's no baseball this
summer, it's not spring without baseball.
We're just going to have to. No, we're going to have to count on the MLW guys, the Major League Wiffle Ball guys, to entertain us, you know?
Big Wiffle Ball guy, by the way.
Play Wiffle Ball every day.
Maybe in the summer we can have, like, a Wiffle Ball tournament thing and put that up on our YouTube as well.
Absolutely. Get your boy Isaac out there.
Yeah,
I think so.
Ty, Linus, we got to get the whole gang together. Alvaro, by the way. Shout out Alvaro.
Oh, shout out Alvaro. Represent. It's your boy, man. My boy Alvaro. That'd be amazing.
Yeah,
I come down to Jersey, that awesome field you guys have. Amazing.
Yeah. Ollie's a huge wiffle ball guy, by the way, if you guys haven't noticed
yet. Huge wiffle ball guy.
Wiffle ball.
As Ken knows,
has a lot
very
of pride
well.
in his game as a pitcher there. So it'll be fun.
And it is deserved pride, as Ken described about his experiences with my slide piece.
Probably ask Linus for that.
Slider.
There is video evidence. If you want to send me over that video, I could just put it up next to this. put it in the podcast.
I might do that right now.
Yeah. Kate up.
That great video that
Kate
up dental
looking. But yeah, this is one of the longest episodes I've done here on Bleacher Boys, but it was a very fun one. I might have to split up into two episodes. AL and National to get more viewers. I don't know if anyone's listening to us at this point, almost 2 hours in.
Yeah.
But if you guys are listening or have listened this far, we thank you very much. I'll make sure to clip a lot of these, a lot of the conversations we had and post it on Instagram where it'll reach more viewers as well. And definitely circle back at the end of the year. Any last minute bold predictions or 2022 season outlook?
Well,
takes
I think
you
we
have
know
or
the,
anything like that.
I think we know the Yankees are a third place team. I think that's pretty clear to us at this point. Probably finishing 12 or 15 games behind the Sox. I think that's not really controversial. That's, you know,
that is the most controversial thing I've ever heard.
Well, they have no offense behind their two juggernauts, and Gerrit Cole has no one to support him in the rotation, and their bullpen can't be as good as it was last year again, and they have no defense. So just, you know, those three small things. Also playing division with the Sox, Blue Jays, and Rays, you know, it's they're going to take a hit. So
I'll make sure to call you up when the Yankees sign Carlos Correa. They go out and get Matt Olson from the A's. We might even go out there and get Brian Reynolds from the Pittsburgh Pirates, and then we might sign Carlos Rodon or something, you know? We'll see what happens. Your Red Sox, I do predict the Red Sox finishing fourth next year. I have...
What? No, you don't!
Oh, yes, I do. Easily. Easily fourth? I do think...
With what record?
See, I haven't done my standing projections just yet, but I do have them finishing fourth. I will let you know of the records and my standing prediction when I do that. I have the Yankees at finishing first, but not with the team that they have now. I'm obviously banking on them making moves and major moves. They need a lot of help. But I have the Yankees at one, the Blue Jays at two, Rays at three, never count them out. Red Sox 4, battling it out with the Orioles at 5 for that last place. If the Orioles can make some interesting moves here, they do have a chance to just leapfrog the Red Sox and put the Red Sox.
How do you justify the Sox tanking? They have all the same pieces from last year except for Renfro.
That is true.
Is Renfro being gone? That Renfro and Rodriguez, are they the difference makers? You know,
Good, I think outlier was last year's Red Sox. I don't think they're. I think they overachieved a little bit. This is going to take a while if we start talking. This is a little preview of another episode. If Isaac can't make another episode, me and Ollie could talk for hours about baseball.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
this was great. I hope you had fun. Thank you for coming on in such
really
short
did.
Notice.
You're the man.
It was a couple days ago when I texted him. Asking him, so
that's true.
Thank you for coming
I'm
on.
I'm so glad I did. What a delight.
Appreciate it. We'll definitely have you back on. We could even have like a three person with Isaac here too. I get some help.
Sick. That'd be sick. Yeah.
For my Yankee stakes. Maybe if you could even get like a Red Sox. If you want to get Allie or like
I might bring one of my Red Sox friends.
If you
want to
get your Red Sox
friend,
we could have
Mark
like a 2-on-2 debate episode or something. That'd be fun. But for sure. Okay.
Absolutely.
We're really taking long with this, so I'm gonna.
All right, man.
Close the episode. Thank you guys for listening. It. Make sure you guys like and subscribe. Woo! And this was Oliver Catron. I don't know how to pronounce his name yet, but we'll get there by the next episode. Thank you guys for listening, and see you guys next week.